thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
President Robert Mugabe expected to use the stage at the United Nations Thursday to lash at the West, in particular Britain and the United States, for rejecting his re-election in the July 31st polls.
President Mugabe is going to continue on his tirade against the Americans, the British and the West in general, for having chided him on the outcome and the handling of the recent elections.
The MDCT confirms it's continuing to crack the whip on councillors who defied party orders during mayoral elections, with Gweru Mayor Hamtendi Kombayi, his deputy, and eight other councillors becoming the latest targets.
And regional group Sonke Gender Justice says the African Union and other regional bodies should support peace education programs that promote gender equality and challenge harmful stereotypes about men and women to eradicate sexual and gender-based violence in conflict.
We often find that once we actually involve a group of men in a conversation, there is incredible openness towards change, and there is in fact a relief at the opportunity to step out of what we call the gender box.
President Robert Mugabe is set to address the United Nations General Assembly on Thursday, with political analysts predicting that he will continue lashing at Britain and America, especially after the two countries rejected his re-election in the July 31st polls. The veteran leader has previously used the General Assembly to bash the two nations and their Western allies for slapping his government with travel and financial restrictions in a bid to remove him from power. In the period running up to his speech, Mr. Mugabe is expected to attend a number of preliminary UN meetings, including one on the Millennium Development Goals, which Harare admits it will not meet, which they say is thanks to Western sanctions. Although the president is under U.S. sanctions, he is allowed to attend the U.N. meetings. Observers say Mr. Mugabe will take the U.N. podium Thursday, emboldened by his recent landslide victory over former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and his MDCT party. Political commentator Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University tells Ntungamili Nkomo Mr. Mugabe will continue criticizing such countries as the United States and Britain, especially after they rejected his recent re-election.
I think it's going to be very clear to me that to everyone, and it's clear to me now that President Mugabe is going to continue on his tirade against the Americans, the British and the West in general, for having chided him on the outcome and the handling of the recent elections, and that he's going to be incensed by the continued partial sanctions against himself and a few other people in his government and his party. But also it's going to be that kind of vitriol which he needs to continue, certainly to have some legitimacy within his own party. We must realize that now Mugabe needs to have this facade of a fight or a disagreement with the West for him to continue on his electoral victory, so that he can back home say, look, I'm still in a war path fighting against very strong imperialist and colonialist. So he's still going to sell himself out there as the champion of the poor, the champion of the struggle against both imperialism and colonialism.
Why is he not likely to strike a conciliatory tone?
We've already seen that in the way that he has appointed his cabinet, the cabinet that he has appointed, the speeches that he has given in the months following the elections have all shown that he is very angry and very incensed by the positions taken by the Western countries with regard to the election, especially after the massive effort he made to ensure that the elections were at the very least free of any violence at all, given that most of the elections before he had depended on violence for their victory and believed so much that violence was one of those important tools. And in this election, he went out of his way to ensure that not even a single stone was thrown. Now, given that, he feels so much betrayed. He feels so much angry about the fact that doing this did not vindicate him and give him a clear victory or acceptance or legitimacy from these Western nations. And besides, the Western nations themselves are not going to be reconciliatory towards Mugabe because of the prevailing international political conditions with regards to Syria, where America and her friends have to show that they still stand on the side of human rights and those that are fighting against what they consider to be tyrants.
Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda is a lecturer of political studies at the Huddersfield University in Britain.